الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد، كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. From the animals that Allah Tabarak Ta'ala created, there is one that was always prized as an animal of goodness, an animal of khair. It is the horse. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, in the forehead of the horse till the day of Qiyamah, Almighty Allah has kept goodness in the forehead of the horse. But there is something with this forehead is, that if you need the horse to do what you need to do, you have to sometimes grab it by the forelocks and then it submits. As long as the horse's head is high, it's a beautiful horse, but it needs someone to grab it. When the rider has that rein on it, it is a well-trained horse. And when it rides widely, it's a wild horse. But the horse is unique. It's just how it submits. So he said, all the goodness Allah Tabarak Ta'ala has placed in the horses, in the snasiya, in the forelocks. But if you can just grab it and it submits, then this is a wonderful horse. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala in Surah Al-Adiyat speaks about the horse. When that horse submits, how it will die for its master. How it will die. فَأَثَرْنَ بِهِ نَقْعَ فَوَسَطْنَ بِهِ جَمْعَ. That when you will see that horse going into the enemy, that horse knows it's not coming out alive. But because the master said, go, for that horse the only thing that matters is if my master is happy or not. He'll just run. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam now gives an example of the horse. So we will explain that example, and then we will translate these verses and see how it applies to us. He said, the example of a believer and iman. مَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِ وَمَثَلُ الْإِيمَانِ كَمَثَلِ الْفَرَسِ فِي آخِيَّتِهِ. The example of a believer and iman is like the example of a horse. آخِيَّة means that peg that the person, the owner, puts into the ground. Then there is a rope tied to it. Now that horse can go far. When it starts running, it goes wild. It will go wild. And as it runs faster, it goes more and more away from the peg. And if that horse could help it, it wants to pull itself out of the peg. For the whole world is my free world. The only thing is, the master said that this horse of mine is not going. The master said, this horse of mine is not going. I want you to think about loyalty and love. This horse is not loyal. This horse is not loyal. That is why it goes far from the peg. But the master loves it. So it makes sure wherever you go, you're not going. You will run wild. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Yajulu. It will run and run and run, but in the end of the day, it has to return to its peg. It can't go, because the master has made sure it's tight. He said, وَإِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنَ يَسْهُ. A believer also makes errors. It's a unique word. When a person in Salah, which was the one time where you're in front of Almighty Allah and you became ghafil. It's like a person in the first night with his wife, where now everything is her, and for him everything is him. But on that night, where he's waiting for her to come, suddenly she's busy chatting to her friends on the phone. She's waiting for him, he's busy chatting. She says, are you busy? He says, I'm just finishing this match. Just a few more minutes, almost over. Men like to do that, but imagine a woman says that. I'm finishing my match. I just got a few more recipes to take down. Then that man gets so upset. He said, now. But think about when we enter into salah. That was the time where we said, Allah, it's only me and you. Now in that salah, we make a major error. So that major error in salah is called sahw. You'll all have heard sajda is sahw. That the sajda for an error. You must think of the sajda. Normally if you make an error with your wife, or she makes an error with you, you're not going to ever say, let's make one sajda, sahw, two sajdas, one salam, game over. It will be two smacks and game never over. Allah Ta'ala said, just make two sajdas. And whatever happened is forgotten. Whatever happened. It's called sahw. Now when this horse goes wild, this horse is me and you. And in an entire year we go wild. And as we start getting that power, we move more and more away from our peg of iman. We don't want to be with it. We feel shy of it. We look at everyone else. The world is running wild. Can't I run? Can't I go into an open field, mate with who I want to mate, eat wherever I want to eat? Why I'm stuck? So now I become like a horse and I just jolt. But no matter how far I go, that peg holds me back. When that horse runs far, you will tell the horse, today you are not loyal, but your master loves you. Because the master loves you, he's not letting you go. You are valuable. He's not letting you go. Run wherever you want to run. So Rasulullah uses this word now. He doesn't say a believer sins. He says the believer sometimes, he also errs. Yes. Sahw. That way he's supposed to be coming closer to his peg, he runs away from the peg. But no matter where you go, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala will bring us back one day. ثُمَّ يَرْجِعُ إِلَى الْإِيمَانِ ثُمَّ means after a while, after some time. One day. Could be after years. Years. But that ثُمَّ. Because Allah Tabarak Ta'ala never let the rope snap. He never allowed the rope to snap. One day something will happen. And you'll wonder, what am I doing here? The answer will be, you're the horse of Allah. He's not going to allow you to go. Run how you want to run, where you want to run. He's going to bring you back. This night is a night where Allah Tabarak Ta'ala brings us all back. No matter where we go in the world, but he has pegged us back to our iman. Try what you want, the devil. What and what he has offered to the world. Girls, drugs, filthiest of the filthy. But the one thing the devil can't do is he can't pull the peg out of the ground. Can't get it out. So me and you run like wild around. But in the ending, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, you are my servant. You are my servant and you will remain my servant. You will have to come back. ثُمَّ يَرَجِعُ إِلَى الْإِيمَانِ. That is why the verse that he read, the verse Allah Tabarak Ta'ala speaks to, الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. O you people who have oppressed your own selves. O you people who have oppressed your own selves. But in describing those people, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِي. Say, O my servants, oh my servants. Meaning when the horse is running, then the master whistles. And he says, oh my horse, where are you going? If you're looking for an apple, I got it in my hand. Because all that horse wants, he wants what he wants. So ever the male horse, when he goes on heat, far away he sees the females. They don't even know he's there. But you see now, the Arabian horse puts his tail up. He moves with that style. But he goes round and round and round, making himself tired. We look at that horse and says, wow, amazing. That female is busy eating grass. She's not worried about him. Not worried. Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib would say, amazing. The issue of love with ghairullah. He says, the ashik, the man who is mad in love, rota rehta, all night is busy crying, busy messaging, busy waiting to see, did she get my message? He says, or sanam, sota rehta. And that idol that he worships, that girl, she's fast asleep. She's snoring. Or the other way around, this was in the past. Nowadays we got the other, the girl is worshipping the boy. She's worshipping the boy. She's not answering my message. She's not answering my message. We like that Arabian horse. We're seeing the girl far. We're going round and round to impress. We're putting up our tail. We're changing our looks. Every now and then the hair comes, the hair goes. Sometimes he's blessed and he don't look right. Sometimes he's got long hair, he still don't look right. Say, I could have shown you one look that would have made you look the best, but the problem is, he forgot he needs to impress Allah. He is worried about that female horse. That horse is interested in grass. That horse is interested in grass. This entire world who you will die for. Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib would say, Dunya be wafai. The entire world will kick you in the back. Wafa ki qeemat nahi chahti. It doesn't even know what it means to be loyal. You give your life for it. It will just look at you and carry on biting grass. For the world, money means everything. Money means everything. That pretty girl will come. Pretty girl. You an old man. He says, a man came to his khanka. He said, I need to divorce her. Divorce her. He says, why? The man said, you know, even when she makes roti, it irritates me. He said, when she makes roti, he says, she moves. I said, stop moving. Said, what you got to do with her making roti like? But it wasn't that. She had given birth to 10 children of his. Naturally, with 10 of your children, the woman, her body could not keep up with it. Now she never looked so smart like the young one. So he said, no matter what I explain to him, but when you wild an Arabian horse, you'll see the man says, don't try and ride it at the moment. It's on heat. Just go running. He doesn't know where it's running. It wants to impress. Just wants to impress. Me and you are the Arabian horse. Just running wild. He says, any divorcer? He said, in front on that night, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the morning, 3 divorces. He says, the woman walked out. He says, the people said when she walked out, she looked at the sky. To say, the alim couldn't help me. No one can help me. Allah, he divorced me. And she looked up. He says, as for him, he got married to the pretty one who he wanted. He had the money. But it was within a few months that he had a stroke. Then that pretty one never come for the stroke to make khidmat of Hazrat. She came for the money. She collected what she could collect as a wife. She took it. And she went. He says the khadims would say to him that that man who had so much of wealth, they used to sometimes go, family members, because there was no one to help him to clean the urine and dirt around his body. So they would go some nights just to clean up the bed. They said he died in his urine. He died in his urine. So that one look at the sky. Me and you are the same. There's a lot of things we want to impress. We are an Arabian horse. Arabian means we got value. We got style. We got looks. But we forgot that our direction is our peg. So instead of impressing Almighty Allah, we saw the female, we went on heat. We saw the world, we saw drugs, we saw entertainment, we went wild. Now you're just running. When you start running, bayans will not affect us. Quran will not affect us. The man will say, are you mad? He say, I'm hot. I'm hot. Sometimes the master comes and he blows a whistle. He blows a whistle. Maybe that's the only time the Arabian horse stops. And it remembers who bought me. It remembers when I was being sold in the auction. Which man came and said, I'll pay the price? Was it that female horse? Now it remembers one man took me home. That man fed me. That man trained me. That man groomed me. That man made me smart. That man gave me everything. But as soon as I saw what I wanted, I forgot that man and I started running. He says, but that man from day one knew, I will give you whatever you need, O my Arabian horse. But you meant to be disloyal. That's your nature. So what the master did, he tied the horse. He tied the horse. Someone had to tell it, can't you let it free? He said, if I let it free, this horse will go, it will never come back. He tied the horse. So sometimes when you will whistle, the horse will remember the days when it was being sold in the auction. No one wanted to pay its price. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tied me and you to a peg. And when nights like this comes, our Allah also whistles. The whistle of Allah is, Ya Ibadi. Kul Ya Ibadi Alladhina Asrafu. Say, O my beloved servant, who's going wild in sin. No matter how many years you have run away from my peg. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Don't ever think you can't come back. Because if I never wanted you, I would not have pegged you. And I never wanted you, I would not have pegged you. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. I am ready to forgive everything. I am Allah, al-ghafurur rahim. But it's sometimes necessary for you to come. Wa anibu ila rabbikum. Why don't you return to your Rabb? Wa aslimu lah. And why don't you finally submit? This is where the horse finally comes to the master and it puts its head down. And he says, why don't you put the reins on me so that you can ride me? That all my speed was for somebody else. That thing just carried on eating grass. My speed was supposed to be for you. I'm yours. Just little heat came and I forgot I'm yours. Now isn't it time to come back and put your head down? That, oh Allah, I'm ready for the rain to be now put around here. This is called Islam. Wa aslimu lahu submit. Min qabli an ya'tiyakum al-'adhab. Allah tabarak ta'ala says, oh my servant, you mine. I do not want that an azab comes onto you and then you cannot be helped. وَاتَّبِعُوا أَحْسَنَ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكُم مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. He says, what a beautiful Quran has come to you from me. Isn't it time you start obeying it? مِن قَبْلِ أَن يَأْتِيَكُمُ الْعَذَابُ بَغْتَةً. Oh my servant, I don't want punishment to land on you, shock you. And then you start saying, يَا حَسْرَتَا عَلَى مَا فَرَّتُ فِي جَنْبِ اللَّهِ. Jambillah means on the side of Allah. Hasrata, the man says, oh sorrow, that I was on the side of Almighty Allah, so close to my Allah, and that's where I behave like an idiot. That is called ma farrattu fi jambillah. Jambun means your side. Allah Tabarakallah says, I don't want you one day to say, so close I was to my Allah. And that's where I was doing everything against my Allah. So close. This is Iman. This is not a bayan to a man who grew up not knowing Allah. This is a bayan of saying, come back my servant, you know you belong to me. Wa anibu ila rabbikum. So close to Allah. He says, on that day you will say, wa in kuntu lamina sakhirin. My problem was I mocked. I mocked who? I mocked my Allah. Because you will notice the only thing that pushes us away, away, away is when we start joking about our deen. It becomes a game. My pride doesn't allow me to accept I'm supposed to be close to the pig. So I start mocking who? My Allah. Just like the horse starts mocking the master. Allah Tabarak Allah says, I don't want one day you to say, I used to mock the entire system, but I was so close. And then I went, and I went, and I went. أَوْ تَقُولَ لَوْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ هَدَانِي. I don't want you one day to say, if Allah only had shown me the path, I would have jumped onto the path. I don't want you to say, حِينَ تَرَى الْعَذَابِ, on the day when you will see the punishment. لَوْ أَنَّ لِي كَرَّ. If only you can return me one more chance, I promise you I'll behave. Allah Tabaraka Allah said, I don't want that to happen. I want you to come back now. So the master comes and he calls. And this is what this night is. It is a call to me and you as a horse. To come back to the master. So 2 points are going to be mentioned. One is, what will bring us back? And one is, when we become back, then how we behave. The narration will speak about what will connect us back to the pig. And then the ayah of وَالْعَادِيَاتِ ضَبْحَا will teach me and you how to now behave as the horse of Allah. May Allah Tabarakallah make it that me and you make an intention. I want to come back to my pig. We can't go anywhere. We can't go anywhere. We all know the day I die, I want Allah, you. There's no one here sitting here who say, I want to die in kufr. Which means we all know we stuck. But for some reason, we still want to be far. I just don't want to go near the pig. I just don't want to go. Like I'm scared of my pig. I'm scared of my own markers. So Allah Tabarakallah says, all you have to do is submit. No horse rider ever disgraces his beloved horse. Rather, the honor of the horse comes when it allows the rider to do with it what he wants. That's the honor of the horse. Mine and your honor is to submit. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a day will come where you will definitely return back to your pig. فَأَطْرِعِمُوا طَعَامَكُمْ الْتْقِيَاءِ. He says, so I give you two advices. To bring you back to where you're supposed to be. Number one, أَطْعِمُوا طَعَامَكُمْ الْتْقِيَىٰ. This is very easy. Very easy. Because normally you tell a person, come back to Allah. He says, what must I do? He says, number one, first, go into your bank balance. And all that interest that's sitting there, take it out. He says, whoa. He says, don't talk. You meet an alim, you say, I want to change my life. So I came to the masjid. The alim says, more than your life, first you need to change your wife. That's where the problem is. He says, don't talk. That in the masjid I'll make Allah, 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 high, heavy dhikr. But when I go out, I want something that's hot and wild. He says, it's not going to work like that. You're looking at filth and dirt. Now you want the woman to behave like that. Says, you have to change your life outside, not inside. The man says, no. He says, Moana, in the masjid I will come make salam to you. The Moana says, no, I want to come to your business to make salam. He says, no, no, don't come. He says, you don't want to come in my business. The pictures that are there, the women that are there, the happenings that are there. Islam, everyone wants to make salam to Islam in the masjid. But if Islam ever says, can I come home? You tell Islam, you know what, we got a meeting place here, you keep here. In the weekends, I got my own clique. You won't fit in with my clique. You come home, Islam, Islam, but we get scared. Islam will say, you know me, if I come to your house, I don't really do lot, just a little bit hairstyle of yours is looking weird, I'll just cut nice. Say, Islam, don't touch my hair. So normally that's what me and you are scared about. We don't want Islam to change us. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew that. So when the horse is running wild and you tell the horse, come to the master, submit. None of us want to submit. So Allah's Nabi Rasulullah says, okay, wild horse, do two things for me. May Allah tabarak ta'ala make we do two things. And we see the barakah of it and it brings us one day back. And then we submit. He said, I ask you for two things. Number one, your food. أَطْعِمُوا طَعَامَكُمُ الْأَتْقِيَةِ. That when you're going to invite people for meals, when you're going to create your clique, he says, I want you to invite the pious people to your house. I want you to invite the pious to your house. أَطْعِمُوا طَعَامَكُمُ الْأَتْقِيَةِ. I want you to invite the pious to your house. Just do that. Because sometimes they will just come, they might only have a glass of water, but before leaving they might smile at you and make a dua. He says, maybe your life immediately will not change, but somewhere down the line you're going to come back to your peg. He says, if you're very shy of the pious, you're scared they're going to change you, then at least feed them. Feed them. أَطْعِمُوا طَعَامَكُمُ الْأَتْقِيَةِ. Go and look for a pious person and say feed. Go and look for a pious person. Now again I'm going to make this very clear. Who are the pious people? Because you all will be looking at me and say, this Morana, I invite him, he never ever accept my dawah. This poor Morana hasn't got a stomach for your food. Who are the أَتْقِيَةِ? All those poor, hungry students in the madaris. They got the stomach like Jahannam. They can just expand for all your food. Learn to feed. That boy who went to a madrasa at a young age and he gave his life for Allah. Do you think he's not a wali? He pulled away from all his friends. He understood one day, where are you going forward? I meet a boy in the madrasa, I ask him, what are you going to do? You know you're coming out of school. You're not going to get a madrasa matric certificate. You're not worried about it. Your other friends are going to become more wealthier than you. And then he says, it came in my heart. I just want to be for Allah. That boy is a wali. He says, take your food and feed the atqiyah. Take your food and feed the atqiyah. The next time you're having a top walima, let it not happen that we hear it costs 500,000. Rather we say, next time you have a walima, go to every madrasa around and say, I'm giving the meal to you, giving the meal there, giving the meal. Why? Because more than all those rich people's fake duas at my walima, there I have to write the dua on the glass and even then no one reads it. No one reads it. No one reads it. But that boy who never saw food, natural dua comes from his heart. One pious man reached one village. He told the people, knocking at the door, wali of Allah, knocking at the door. No one wants to see a pious man who's poor. They always want to see a pious man who's famous. That poor pious man, if everyone invites him, later on he needs a chair like this. Because he can't fit in a small chair. Feed those who need food. Feed those who need food. So this man is knocking. Just because you see a poor man doesn't mean he's not Allah's. But because the man hasn't got the looks of someone famous. So he knocked. Finally he went to the masjid. He said, maybe if I'm in the masjid they'll feel it's the haqq. No one bothered. They came in the masjid, looked at him. Finally he lifted up his hands and he says, Allah, Allah feed me. In these villages, the only time the people feed is when someone gets married or someone dies. When someone dies, then the family says, whole week we're feeding everyone. So he said, feed me. Allah Pak made it, someone died. Someone died. Suddenly, Hazrat is sitting at the Dasturkhan. Hazrat is sitting at the Dasturkhan. The Dawah is carrying on day one, day two. Everyone, because visitors are coming. Carrying on. After a few days now, the man stopped. Because Hazrat sitting in the masjid, food is finished. No one is feeding him. He says, Allah, feed me. Somebody else died. Now the process carried on. People in the town said, angel of death landed, he's not leaving here. What has happened in recent times? They said, all this started when that guy came to the masjid. They went, they came to him. They say, are you up to something? He says, nothing, I promise you. I lift up my hands and say, Allah, feed me. Next day I get dawah. They said, okay, from now on, every house will give you. Just don't lift your hands up anymore. You want du'as like that? Go and feed the pious. And slowly, slowly, we will be pulled back to that peg. Every student who will see a meal, a wonderful meal. One person sent to Darul Mazar for one time, lovely kajur. Lovely kajur, so fresh. They opened up at the mess. When students see it, we go wild. Everyone grabbed. The sunnah of kajur is you open the date, you look inside. But when students see food, you don't even think of the sunnah. So everyone popped one, popped two. One boy decided to practice on the sunnah, he opened up. He sees worms moving. He said, hey, this thing got worms. Those that already had it gone making dua, there was no worm in that one. As you opening that, mine mustn't have, there's a worm. So that uncle who said the kajur that day, no student made dua, but duas came out. Why? Because when it went off in his shop, he looked at expiry date, he said, Darul Uloom, send it to the Darul Uloom. أَطِعِمُوا طَعَامَكُمُ الْأَتْقِيَا. Everyone, for your own akhirah, start feeding the students of Madaris, and it will pull us back slowly, slowly, slowly. Sheikh Saadi said, a man took that mud, which you're going to use for istinja. They would use mud in the past. It had no value. That's why he took it to use it for istinja. But as he took it, the mud gave out a smell. So he smelled the mud and he said, since when do you smell like rose? Since when did you start smelling like a rose? You mud. So the mud said, that I am mud. The only thing is, the place I lie is under roses. So when the rain comes, when it hits the rose, from there it falls onto me. Sheikh Saadi said, if you cannot become a rose, then just put yourself under roses. So when Allah's mercy hits the rose, it will also fall on us. When Allah's mercy will hit the rose, the atqiya of the world is those that have given themselves to Allah. Find them. Honor them. Feed them. You bring an orphan into your house, you will find the mercy of Allah. Look after a student of deen, you will find the mercy of Allah. Look after someone who has left the entire world, you will find the mercy of Allah. And you don't have to look far. Sometimes he can be your own brother and sister. A sahabi radiallahu anhu said, O Nabi of Allah, I work. This brother of mine just stays by you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La'allaka turzaku. Perhaps your sustenance is coming because of your brother. Perhaps your sustenance is coming because of your brother. It could be someone in your family who's a pious person of the family. He said, feed your food to him. It doesn't mean you have to send biryani every day. How much is going to eat? Send money to him. Find someone in your family and say, you're the one man in our family who shines out. Tomorrow you need to help me. Today I'll help you. Tomorrow you need to help me. When I will stand in front of Allah, he'll ask, what you brought? I'll say, you know, one family member of mine was very pious. Oh Allah, I was with him. He said, feed your food to the pious. وَوَلُّوا مَعْرُوفَكُمْ. And when you want to show kindness, when you want to show kindness, go search for al-mu'mineen, those who truly believe in Allah, and show kindness to them. They will look at you. They will smile at you. Maybe when they will leave you, they lift up their hand and they will say, Allah, he made me happy, you make him happy. You will never know where the dua will come. But remember who will make the dua. It could be that old auntie, she is a mu'mina. She is a mu'mina. Remember the word I said? That old auntie who got no husband. I have to make it very clear because you immediately think that young auntie whose husband passed away. I'll make all my goodness, she's also a mu'mina. Do it for Allah. That old woman. We went to Syria, when we went to Syria, a lot of the aid, because big money you can't distribute on the grounds. Big amounts you have to say, okay, give to this project, give to this project. But my friend said the best part of the trip was when we were putting money directly in the person's hand. So there was nothing like that. Where that woman comes in niqab with so many children, and then she tells the guard something. And the guard comes and says, that woman says, just tell them that my food just finished. Her husband was martyred. She said, the food finished. I said to the children that now whatever had come already is finished. Now turn to Allah until He sends something again. She says, same night the person comes and says, tomorrow you must come for distribution. She says, say to these people, that dua of that mu'mina can change your life. وَوَلُّوا مَعْرُوفَكُمَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. If we became the wild horse, today when war has hit the world, but war hasn't hit us, we're living in the easiest and the best of conditions. Problem is, when there's no war, we become like a wild horse. When there's no war, if war has to come, we'll all run back to the bed. We'll all run. So if you're finding it hard to find Allah, then what me and you can do, we are that dirt. Let us go look for a rose and just drop ourselves in front of the rose. Just drop ourselves. And then we say, Allah, when the rain will hit your rose, maybe from it that rain will then get the smell of the rose and fall on me. So if I cannot become a rose, at least I can become that mud. Because when that man then took the mud to make istinja, when he smelt, then he said, I cannot use you in a filthy place. You got the smell of a rose. Similarly, we desire that when Allah one day takes us, then just because we have on us the smell of a friend of Allah, because of that smell, Almighty Allah says, I cannot put you in the fire. I cannot put you. If you cannot become the rose, may Allah tabarak ta'ala, let us at least get the smell of the rose. To get the smell of the rose, what a unique narration. That me and you are like the wild horse. But Allah tabarak ta'ala is going to make us come back. He is going to make us come back. Thumma, one day we're going to return. He says, but until that time, أَطْعِمُوا طَعَامَكُمْ وَلَتْقِيَا. That what Allah has given you of wealth, go and search for the avenues to put your wealth. Every place you put it, look for someone who will see it, will lift up the hands and say, Allah, Allah. Many a time I mentioned this incident my brother wrote in one of his books of inspiration, Presence of Paradise, where the man has a dream. In the dream he's saying, take so and so for Umrah. A long incident. And he tells the alim that I see in the dream, takes from Umrah, and there's a number there. After he sees the dream a few times, the alim says, if you're going to see it, Allah's Nabi is telling you, take this man for Umrah. You rather take the man, Allah's Nabi, in your dream. So now when he sees it, he takes the number, he phones that man. He says, I don't know who you are, but I saw your number and I need to take you for Umrah. The man squares him. Get lost. Imagine which man that is. Like, you phone someone and say, I'll take you for Umrah. A man swears him. He says, please man, listen. I need to take you for Umrah. I don't know who you are. The man says that, hey, I don't know what you're talking about. It's going to be a long thing, this. He said, no, I promise you, where you live. He said, I love you. Only live near. Maybe Riyadh. He said, I promise you, I'll take you. The man said, you take me, you bring me back. How long it will take? Finally he told him, imagine you telling a man, I'm taking for Umrah, and he's asking you, which day? That's my public holiday. No, not that day. Say, are you mad? But this man is in the dream. Take this number, he takes the number, he tells the man, I have to fulfill the thing. He takes the man for Umrah, he realizes this man cannot perform Salah. The man tells him, you'll have to teach me everything. You'll have to put on the Ihram, you'll have to tell me what to read. This is no story this year. It's an inspiration for me and you also who are like the wild horse. The wild horse. But Allah wants the horse to sometimes come back. So he makes the Umrah with the man. The man even had told him the taxi must be waiting. No going to Medina Munawara. I'm making my Umrah and going home. The man says, I've never read Salah. You'll have to show me how to read Salah. How to make wuzu. He must have read once in his life, but he was a wild horse. Wild horse. Me and you are wild. Now if man finishes, the man says, right, I'm going to finish, I'm going to read one more. 2 rakat, and then I'm going. And now when the man is in sajda, the man is not getting up, so he gets happy. The man is now making dua, but the man is not getting up. So finally when he goes, the man passed away. Passed away. The wild horse. Sometimes Allah knows me and you are so bad, that even if we come back to the peg, immediately we'll go again. But there are those people I've seen in the world. Allah makes them come to the peg and just die. They die right at the peg because I know you run again. I'm not letting you run. How many of them? They died right at the peg. Right at the peg. He died right at the peg. What a peg. By the Kaaba. By the Kaaba. Later on when this man has to ask this person's wife, there had to be something. Something. So the ending of the incident is that there was a widow in the town. There was a widow. He took it upon himself to see to her needs. Again, which needs? Grocery needs, please. Otherwise, every time I say, someone will send the message that they have other needs also. Grocery needs. Don't make a widow a source of our satisfaction. Don't play with the deen of Allah. His wife says he would leave the groceries and this old woman would phone to thank. She would speak to the wife and her words always in the dua was, may Allah give him a beautiful death. May Allah give him a beautiful death. Says, Atimu ta'amakum al-atkhiya. Is that hard for me? We are definitely the wild horse. But in every one of us, may we find some place to put some wealth where even that left hand doesn't know where that right hand is putting it. Sometimes the one receiving it also doesn't know who's giving it. So they can only say, Allah, if only I knew. I could have thanked, but I don't know, so you thank. He says, feed the muttaqeen your food. وَوَلُّوا مَعْرُوفَكُمْ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And when you want to do kindness, do it to a believer. And you will see one day, say, oh my horse, come back. Oh my horse, come back. May Allah tabarak ta'ala allow us to die right by the peg. Right by the peg. And to submit right at the beginning. To submit right at the beginning. Many of us, we think that's what I want. Whole life I must be bad. And just before dying, my Allah must call me. What a death. That's not a loyal horse, but it's a beautiful death. How nice it is to be the loyal horse. So Allah tabarak ta'ala in Wal Adiyat speaks about what is a loyal horse. As I will mention it now, this is the night of dua. This is the night of istighfar. As I will mention what is called a loyal horse. I will be making dua, you will be making dua. Oh Allah, make me like that. وَالْعَادِيَاتِ ضَبْحَ. Allah tabarak ta'ala says, by the oath of these horses who run so fast, by the oath of those horses who respond so fast, scholars write under that, the response is what they call the response at the time of Adhan. Yeah, those of us who hear the Adhan, and we act like we never heard it. And then you get a loyal horse when the master just makes a sound. Or when the master just raises his hand, then immediately the horse just starts. And you love that horse. The master just walks to see that horse. Where he just reaches a point and you just hear the stamp, stamp, stamp. And the master says, this is my horse. Allah tabarakallah make me and you that slave of Allah. That Allah can boast to the angels, you saw my slave. I just make an indication and my slave is there already. My slave is there. Allah make me and you. وَالْمُورِيَاتِ قَدْحَا. And by the oath of those horses, that they come so fast to me, that if there is a rock, they hit the rock with their hoof, and a spark comes out. Meaning, even if they have to get injured, even if they have to get injured, even if there is something that needs you to take it easy, my horse is such when it sees the master, it forgets its own self. And even if it bangs it so hard, it sparks the horse. But the horse says, my master called. These were people in the past. In jihad they showed it. Sahaba radiallahu anhu showed it. For me and you it's only a dua. Allah make me one day such, that in your call, even if I have to see a business go up in fire, oh Allah you called, I'm coming. Even if I have to see that top deal going up, even if the man said to me, sign this deal, and you said it's time of asr. The man said, you want to buy it, you want to sell it. You say, my friend, you want to buy or sell, but I'm going to my Allah. Something went up in flames. The people said, you burnt your fingers. You said, that horse makes fire go. Can I not make one fire go? Du'as can make anything happen. فَالْمُغِيرَاتِ سُبْحَى. Then Allah Tabarakala says, especially in the morning, especially in the morning when you see those horses going into the enemy. The scholars write, the greatest test of the horses of Allah is at the time of tahajjud or it's at the time of fajr. May Allah Tabarakala make me and you that horse. When the whole world is sleeping, but my eye opens. And he says, one day I have to become Allah's horse. One day. Can it not be tomorrow? Can it not be tomorrow? When the horse runs in the morning, why I can't run in the morning? Why I can't run? Sometimes I saw that white man freezing cold in the winter with his shorts. And in the early morning he's jogging for his heart. And then I saw me and you, our Allah, we can't. Allah Tawarakala says, one day can you become my horse? فَأَثَرْنَ بِهِ. Then it goes into the dust. Into the dust. Meaning sometimes even if I like to be clean, for the sake of my Allah, I have to make sajda on a dusty ground, I'm ready. I am ready. He said, go in jamaat. I went in jamaat, but it wasn't very clean. He said, go to the khanka. I went to the khanka, but it was only dusty. And at that time I said, oh Allah, when the horse was ready to go in dust for you, I also came in dust. And then dust was all over. See the man Hajj tent, full of dust. He said, labbaik, Allah, I'm here. Tomorrow I'm going to take a top ghusl. And I was ready to make myself dusty for you. فَوَسَطْنَ بِهِ جَمْعًا. And the final of the horse, and may Allah Tabarakala give us that, is when the horse is ready to go into the enemy and get stabbed from every side and blood comes out from everywhere, and the horse then just looks at the master and the horse then collapses to the ground. Final of the horse is shahada fi sabilillah. That a day can come, Allah, but I can be also your true horse. That as the final comes, that young boy was knocked with the arrow and he put his hand there to say, oh blood, it's not the time to come out now. When I reach my Allah, I want to move this finger so blood can start. When my Allah will say, what you brought? Say, fresh blood. One more. Can we be the horses of Allah? Number one, respond as soon as my Allah calls. May Allah make us say Ameen. Number two, even if it means getting burnt, I am ready to run towards my Allah. May Allah make us. Ameen. Number three, when the entire world is fast asleep, can I be the one who responds early in the morning? May Allah make us. Ameen. Number four, if dust has to settle, if my luxury has to go, my comfort has to be sacrificed, Allah, I am ready for it for you. May Allah make us. Ameen loudly.
Ameen.
Some people are getting scared. Number five, if the time ever comes for me to go into the enemy and to be cut from every side in the love of my master and blood is just spilling, may Allah bless me with the death of a master. May Allah make us. Loudly.
Ameen.
Ameen. Allah Tabarakala says, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودِ. Problem with man, I have given him so much, but he is the most nashukr you can ever find in the world. That I just fed him. وَإِنَّهُ عَلَىٰ ذَٰلِكَ لَشَهِيدٌ. And he knows it also. وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ. Because he just likes that which is nice. When he sees it, he goes wild. That's me. That is you. This is the night where Allah Tabaraka says, oh my horse, is it not time to come back to your peg? May Allah Tabaraka allow that we start running back to the peg. We put our head down in submission and we say, Allah, can I become again your horse? But if that, then at least let us start feeding the atqiyah, start showing kindness to the mu'mineen. May Allah Tabaraka make it that every one of us before we pass away, we are the horse of Almighty Allah. وصلى الله على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين السلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة عذاب النار اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه ومس رحيم الله ومس كريم الله ومس forgiving الله ومس kind الله. You would never have brought us here tonight. You would never have brought the ummah tonight to the masajid if we were not the horse connected to you. Allah, a person only connects his horse when the horse is beloved. Allah, in your kindness let us be beloved. Allah, let us be your beloved. Allah, let us be your beloved. Allah, as a mother will never allow the child to fall. Allah, in your kindness, we beg you, do not allow us to fall. Allahumma waqiyatan. Our parent looks after the child. Allah, I ask you to look after us. Our parent prevents the child from falling into a fire. Allah, on this night, I beg you to allow every one of us to come back to our Allah. Allah, on this night, I ask that if we have been the wildest horses in the world, Allah, I ask you to make us your horse. Allah, I ask you to make us yours. Allah, when every man in this world has become nashukar to you, Allah, when the people who appreciate your favor are very few, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. Very few of my servants will ever appreciate. Allah, on this night I ask you to make us of those few. Allah, I ask you to make every one of us of those few, to appreciate your favors, to recognize your favors, to fall in love with the one who has given the favor, to return to the one who has given the favor, to submit to the one who has given the favor, to repent in front of the one who has given the favor. Allah, for you to be our beginning, for you to be our ending. Inna salati, for my ibadah to be for you, for my sacrifices to be for you, wa mahyaya, for my living to be for you, wa mamati, O Allah, for my dying to be for you. Allah, on this night when you are ready to give,
Allah, I ask you to give whatever there is to be given. Allah, I ask you to give us whatever there is to be forgiven. Allah, I ask you to give us whatever there is to be given. Allah, the hands are open. Allah, the hands are open wide. Allah, but your treasures are such that they cannot fit into such small hands. Allah, I ask you to open up the doors of the heavens. Allah, I ask you to open up the doors of the heavens to make every one of us your selected servants. To make every one of us your selected servants. To bless us with the highest levels of afiyah, izzah, raha, salamati, the best of this world, the best of the qabr, the best and the best of the hereafter. Allah, to make us the inheritance of Jannatul Firdaus. Allah, to make us the inheritors of Jannatul Firdaus. To let us never ever see any difficult day. To let us never ever see a difficult day. To never take our imtihan through our children. To never take our imtihan through our children. Allah, not to take our imtihan through our children. Allah, not to give us such a test which we are unable to manage. Allah, not to give us such a test which we are unable to manage. Allah, to regard us. Allah, to declare us. Allah, to write us already as your faithful without any exam. Allah, to write us as your faithful without any exam. To grant us a hisab where the angel just asks, do we have a book? But the book is not open. To be allowed to enter into Jannah without any reckoning, without any reckoning, without any reckoning. To be able to cross the sirat with the speed of lightning. To be able to stand on the day of Qiyamah as your selected servants under your arsh. Allah, in this world, in your favor, where you always allowed us to stay in the company of your selected servants. Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, in your favor, allow us to be in the company of the greatest of your servants, in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, in this world, when you allowed us to be in the company, in the words, in the company of Quran, in the company of the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, let our friend be your Quran. Let our friend be Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, let us not love in this world in the manner that we become an embarrassment for our Nabi. Allah, let us not love in this world that we are embarrassed to meet our Nabi. We are embarrassed to come in front of our Nabi. Allah, let us do something in this world. Allah, let us do something in this world that when we stand in front of you on the day of Qiyamah and in happiness you ask, oh my servant, what have you brought? Allah, without even us answering, then you make the announcement that my servant hath always been truthful. Allah, in the night of forgiveness, Allah, let not a person stand up from this gathering except that you have forgiven every sin, except that you have changed every evil into good. Allah, make our full islah. Allah, make our full islah. Allah, make our full islah. Allah, make our tazkiyah. Allah, purify our insight. Allah, remove the fal that we are carrying. Allah, remove the issues of jealousy, the issues of pride, the issues of malice. Allah, make us a pure servant of yours. Allah, make us a pure servant of yours. Let our tongue be pure. Let our eye be pure. Let our lives be pure. Let us be faithful to the people around. Allah, let us be faithful to you. Allah, let us be the coolness of the eyes of the people who are around us. Allah, make them the coolness of our eyes. Allah, let all of us be for you. Allah, let all of us be for you. That which makes you happy, that which grabs your happiness. Allah, we ask you for such happiness of yours, after which you will never become angry with us. We ask you for such happiness of yours, after which you will never become angry with us. Allah, make us yours. Allah, make us yours. Allah, make us yours. Allahumma inna nas'aluk min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyuka Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa na'udhu bik من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات innaka sami'un qareebun mujibu ad-da'wat. Allahumma ighfir lana wa li asatidatina wa li mashayikhina wa liman lahu haqqun alayna wa liman awsana bid-du'a wa li jami'il mu'minina wal mu'minat wa li jami'il mu'minina wal mu'minat. Allahumma ighfir lana wa li walidayna. Allahumma arhamhuma. Allahumma arhamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. Allahumma arhamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. Allahumma arhamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. Allahumma rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma innaka antal wahhab. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب